shh. Just kidding, it's Sprite.
Welcome back to episode 11
of The Vault. You know, figured we had to say the name, you know. Some people may be around for 11 episodes and still not know the name of this because they could care less. So, if that's you, love you.
Yep, you're good.
This episode, we're talking about advice, if you didn't know that by the title. Advice.
Advice.
Good advice, bad advice.
And our advice.
Our advice. That's probably going to be under the bad advice section, but hey, you never know.
Yeah.
So, you want to hit us? You want me to do the fact first?
Yeah, hit him with the fact.
All right. Sorry. Did you know that the singular form of spaghetti, confetti, and graffiti is spaghetto, confetto, and graffito? Like a single noodle, single spaghetti noodle is a spaghetto.
What?
And a single piece, according to Merriam-Webster. And I trust those guys.
That's almost as good as my joke.
And a single piece of confetti is a confetto.
That's odd.
That's sick.
That's weird.
It's pretty cool.
I've never heard of it.
No, but now you're going to eat one noodle, spaghetti noodle, and be like, that was a good spaghetto.
And everybody's going to look at me funny.
Yeah, I mean, probably not because you said that, but whatever. All right, what's a joke?
My son asked, can I have a book, Mark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old, and he still doesn't know my name is Brian. That's a good one. Oh, you got to appreciate the dad jokes.
I love dad jokes. Oh, goodness.
Well, we'll start out on the good advice section.
Good advice. All right.
We'll start with you. You can hit him with one first.
This one's kind of hard for people. By people, I mean me sometimes. Yeah. Don't make decisions based off your mood. So if you're angry, you know, settle down before you make a decision. If you're happy, you know, think level-headed, you know, because you do a lot of stupid stuff when you're happy and when you're angry. You just, you know.
Yeah.
So I would say don't make decisions based off of your mood.
Yeah, sit back and think about it logically about it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things can be said that can't be taken back.
So, yeah. I know. Yeah, oh, yeah. I gotcha. Also, don't live like to regret something you never did. So you're going to regret stuff you never did than stuff you did do.
True.
So you're always going to be thinking in the past like, hey, I wish I would have done that. So always live your life, you know what I'm saying?
To the fullest. Yeah,
exactly. You got anything?
A lot of things.
Okay, do you just want to take turns or how are we doing this?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, go.
Don't make assumptions.
Yeah, you know what assumptions do? You know what assuming is?
It makes an ass out of you and me.
Ah, love it.
It's a good one. You know, if you don't know the situation fully, you can't have an opinion on it, necessarily. An informed opinion.
Yeah, I gotcha. You gotta understand the whole situation.
Right.
And see, that's another piece of advice I would say, is before you speak, know what you're talking about.
Please.
Yes.
If not, you just...
And I'm not saying, like, you can't ever, like, inform yourself. It's not hard. Just inform yourself.
Yeah. You make a fool of yourself.
Yeah.
More often than not.
I would say don't blame others for, like, your mistakes. I mean, putting the blame on others only hurts you and yourself down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, if you did something, hey, own up to it. It's not hard. A lot easier if you own up to it instead of blaming others.
Yeah, you get a lot more respect for that.
Yeah.
Than if you just push it off on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Show up fully. You know, back to the live your life at the fullest.
Uh-huh.
You don't dwell on the past. You know, don't daydream about the future.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Be there in the moment.
Yeah, be in the moment. Yeah, I know 100%. So, like, you're going to do something. Do it to the fullest extent.
Right.
Like, hey, don't just be half-ass happy. Be happy. This one I saw and I think it's fantastic. Like for me and you, strive to be the man you would want your daughter to marry.
That's some good advice.
That's real good. Cause it's like, yeah, like now I'm gonna be standing back and be like, would I want my daughter to marry this man? Probably not, because my daughter would never get married. Lockdown.
basement, the vault.
The vault. Yeah, there's going to be a whole meaning to the vault for her.
Don't be afraid of being afraid.
Exactly.
Don't be scared.
Hey, everyone's afraid of something except for me. Name one thing. I'll tell you if I'm scared of it.
Spiders.
Nope.
Snakes.
Nope.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
But
just because I run away doesn't mean I'm scared. Okay. Jeez. Just means I don't want to touch them. I don't want to look at them. Be persistent. Like, don't ever give up. Like, chase your dreams.
That's a good one.
Just keep at it. It's something's going to happen for you down the road. Just keep at it, man.
Yeah.
Or woman. It's 2021. Sorry. It can be anything you want.
Don't try to be a people pleaser.
Exactly.
I've found that has been some of the most unhappy people
mm-hmm.
in my life that I've known
mm-hmm.
are people that try to please everybody.
Yep. But you try and kiss ass too? Mm-mm. We don't do that game around here.
No, it just makes everybody mad.
Yeah.
If you start doing that.
It's a lot easier to tell people how you feel and like give them your actual thoughts and feelings, and they'll respect you 100% more than if yes. you just try to please them in here and beat around the bush for them.
Yeah.
At least I would, at least. I shouldn't say everyone, but I'm going to respect you 100 times more if you tell me straight up than beat around the bush and tell me what I want to hear. If you tell me what I like, what you think I want to hear, I'm probably going to laugh at you. Like, I'm not going to say it's not going to make me feel good. I'll be like, ha, yeah, but you're not getting anywhere with me. Happiness is a choice. Like, you choose to be happy.
Yeah.
Not like you can have everything in the world and still not be happy because you're choosing not to be happy. You're always wanting more. Like, people need to understand, like, you can't have everything and be happy. Now, you can have everything and be happy, but also at the same time, you can have everything and be miserable. Or you can have nothing and be happy. It's the way you look right. at life. It's happiness is a choice.
You know, life's good, but it's not fair. There's another good piece of advice.
Oh, trust me, life isn't fair.
No.
It's not fair to so many people. Everyone goes through shit.
Yeah.
Everyone. And it's how you come out of that is what makes you you. We'll dive deeper down that a different episode.
Yeah,
we're not getting deep.
So deep.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean, okay, let's go to advice you wish you wouldn't have listened to. I got a great one. When my dad says pull his finger.
That's a good one.
I wish I wouldn't have listened to that advice. Holy cow. Half the time it ends with our and it smells. It's just awful. Another one I would say for advice I wish I wouldn't listen to is I'm not big on the promise game. Like, when people promise stuff, because, like, you, like, that's what advice people be like, oh, they promise something, like, hey, they mean it. Like, no. You know how many times people are like, oh, I promise I'll do this, I promise, no. Stop. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. I hate when people say, I promise.
Right.
Like, just, hey, when I say something, I'm probably going to do it. I'm trying to be a man of my word, so I don't have to promise. You know what I'm saying? You got any advice you wish you wouldn't listen to?
Yeah, just be positive. You know? Like, I mean, it's okay
to feel
to
down.
Not be okay.
Yeah, it's okay to feel down every now and again. Like, hey, you don't want to stay down.
Right.
But, hey, it's okay to be down for a while. But you got to get yourself up again.
Oh, yeah.
And then be positive. But, like, hey, if you're not positive, hey, take your time. It's okay. And the people that say, hey, just be positive. You got this. Or stay strong. The what? That goes into our next category. Bad advice. Stay strong. No, it's okay to be weak.
Right. It's okay to lean on people.
It's okay to have those weak moments. Everyone has them. Everyone has them. Where you just feel like, hey, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Hey, let me tell you. You can do it. You're not good enough. Just, hey, it's okay.
Don't be a control freak.
That's bad advice.
That's advice that you shouldn't have listened to.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, high achievers are people that are criticized for that.
Yeah, those type A people.
Yes, great organizing skills. Mm-hmm. You know, just people like that, and they're, you know, downed on.
Yeah.
For being that way.
Yeah, hey, you gotta. Hey, if you're successful doing what you do, being a control freak, hey, do that. It works. It doesn't work for everybody.
No.
But it works for some people, and you should do that, honestly. Got any bad advice?
Bad advice?
Yeah, bad advice.
Yeah, don't eat yellow snow.
That'd be good. Oh, wait, that'd be good advice.
Eat the yellow snow. That's not a Hershey's Kisses bar out there in the snow.
Yeah.
That's good advice. Yeah.
I would say another thing of bad advice is fight fire with fire. You don't have to.
No.
You know, you can be the bigger person sometimes. Just move on. Just forget about it. And that says more than you retaliating in some way, in some forms. Now, I mean, if you're an MMA fighter and someone punches you, I'm sure you got to fight fire with fire, punch it back. You can't just run away.
A little roundhouse. Right to the head.
Yeah. But also, love what you'll do and you'll never work a day in your life. That's a bunch of bull baloney.
Yeah.
Because you can love what you do. Well, guess what? You're still working. There's going to be days that you, there's going to be a couple days, even if you love what you do, you're going in and be like, I don't want to be here today.
I've had those.
Because it's work. It happens. Now, also at the same time, you shouldn't have a job where you go into work every day and go, I don't want to be here.
Right.
That's when it's bad.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a few days here and there, I get it. Everyone, it's probably those days that you just don't feel like doing anything because everyone has those days.
Everybody has those bad days.
I got the burps.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
That has gotten so many people into so much debt. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Here's my thing. You shouldn't fake it. You should want to strive to get better and learn about what you're trying to do. Knowledge is the key. Knowledge is so important. And people? Here's bad advice. Listen to the media.
Ooh. Yeah, that is bad advice.
Inform your own opinions. Or listen to like everyone. Like inform your own opinions. Do your own research. Like
educated.
Yeah, opinions, educate yourself. Please. And you don't have to have the same opinions as your friends.
No,
you don't.
Because if they're true friends, you guys can still be friends.
Me and Ethan don't agree on everything, but guess what? We don't care. Know.
We kind of do, don't we? Shut I mean, other than you don't like ranch,
dude.
You're garbage.
Hey, this is for the podcast. Okay. Me and Ethan don't agree on a lot of things.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're doing this.
Do it like it's always been done.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's an okay idea. The idea of it's okay. Because if it's always been done that way, it always works, right?
You would think.
But there could be a better way.
It could be.
Or it could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
The way that they've been doing it the whole time.
Couldn't be OSHA approved. Hey, that gets you in trouble. you have to love yourself before you can love someone else, which, yes, but no at the same time. Because, yes, you need to love yourself and that, but also someone that you love can help you love yourself. Like, they're going to help you grow yourself. That's what, like, if you're in, like, if you actually love someone and they love you back, you guys are going to help each other grow. You're going to help each other be the best versions of you guys. And it's going to be when you're together as well, too. So they're going to help you love yourself. So I'm not saying you probably do have to love yourself a little bit before you can love someone else. But it's not you have to love yourself fully before you can love someone else. Because they help you love yourself.
Yeah. Do what you love and the money will follow.
Nope. False.
You could love sitting on the couch every day and eating a bag of potato chips. And guess what? You're not making any money sitting there.
I love doing this, but guess what? We're not making money.
We're not making money.
Yet.
Yet.
If you guys want to donate, hey. If you want to donate to the Vault Charity, it's not a real charity. It just gives us money. enjoy every minute. Bad advice. You don't have to. It's the same thing as like stay strong. Like it's okay to not enjoy something,
right?
Like going back to our Christmas one. If I would have went on that Polar Express thing with my family. Oh, hell, I would not have enjoyed that. I would not have enjoyed any minute of that. But I would have been there for my family.
Right.
So you don't have to enjoy it. God, they're going to listen to this and be like, oh, he said he would come. No, I'm not coming. I was a joke. I was just saying it. I'm not coming because I wouldn't enjoy it.
Here's a real good one.
Got it.
Follow the hype.
No, don't do that.
If you do that, you're going to end up eating Tide Pods.
Facts. Facts.
Those are facts. That's educated.
And then, okay, have you seen some of the crap people are wearing nowadays? Hey, don't follow that hype.
No.
You look like a clown. I don't understand it. I really don't. You got the rainbow in your hair. You're wearing giraffe on your shirt, cheetah on your pants, and some $3,000 belt. Why?
Why?
I buy belts at JCPenney's.
$15.
They're good belts.
Mine's 35. But
they're good belts.
Yeah.
All right. What is your some advice you would give other people?
Shoot. Listen to the podcast.
No facts. The Vault Pod? We tried doing that the other day on Call of Duty.
Yeah. I don't think it worked out.
No, but I played into it. He was like, hey. Someone said the vault. Let's go down to the vault. And he's like, oh, that reminds me of a podcast. I was like, oh, what's the podcast called? He's like, The Vault. I'm like, oh, is it funny? He goes, yeah, the two guys are pretty funny. I was like, what's it stream on? He goes, Apple, Spotify, anything you could really find it on. I'm like, oh, I'll definitely give it a try. The guys didn't say anything.
No.
Really let us down.
Yeah, they weren't very good teammates anyway.
No, they let us down twice that game. Once on the vault and once when they made us die.
Here's some advice. From me to you guys listening to play Call of Duty. Rush as a squad.
What? Do you always follow that advice?
Don't lie to your teammates. They're not cracked. He's not one shot. You never hit him.
You never hit him. Is this advice for you to other people or advice for you to yourself?
I'm trying to listen to myself here.
All right, here's my number one advice. Know your worth. Know your worth. You have to know, like, hey, don't put yourself in situations you don't need to be in.
Yeah.
And don't chase something just because you can or just because you think you want it. Like, know your worth and don't settle.
Yeah. I have one here.
Okay.
Know when to cut it off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Shut it down. No, I'm just kidding. I just had a recent situation. And you just got to know when to cut it off.
Hey, I feel you.
You know?
I feel you. The way he was looking at me like that, I thought he was going to go a different route. But okay, hey, glad you went that route. I'm proud of you for that one. So this is kind of like a 3-1. You got to know yourself. You got to know who you are. Like I said, it's a little bit deeper. We'll get on that in a later one. We promised it was coming. You got to know yourself. You got to be yourself. Don't try to be what others want you to be. There's no reason to be what others want you to be. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Be true to yourself and people are going to like you more for who you are. I'm not saying you can't change. You can always get better and change throughout your life. I'm always striving to get better and asking people.
Yeah.
But you also have to stay true to yourself. And kind of this, who cares what other people say? At the same time, listen, it's feedback. But there's a point to where there's good feedback and detrimental feedback. Because when it becomes detrimental, who cares what they're saying? They're just saying it because they want to say it. They're not happy with something in their life. Right. But like, if you came to me and said, hey, you were acting like this, you did this, I wouldn't be like, okay, who cares what you say? I'd be like, all right, hey, he's giving me feedback. This is something I can do to better myself.
You try giving me feedback on Call of Duty and I still just do my thing.
Yeah.
Those are facts.
That's facts. All facts, no printer. Got anything? I got a few more, so I'll
keep going.
Okay. you can't be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Like, there's going to be times when it's not easy, but, and there's going to be times when you're weak, but don't give up on yourself. And don't be hard on yourself. It's, there's no reason to be hard on yourself. Because this goes back to be yourself and knowing your worth. Like, you gotta just be easy, because things will come. And finally, always bet on yourself. Bet on yourself. If you know you can do it, bet on yourself. Because that confidence radiates from people. You can tell people who are confident than people who aren't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you just gotta, sorry, I was watching you. You just gotta bet on yourself. No, just, I don't know. Got anything?
Yeah. Don't rely on motivation.
Elaborate.
Okay. Listen to your mind.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you want to stay motivated.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just gotta take a break. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, when it's time to rest, it's time to rest. Like, you can't keep going at it all the time. I get that.
Yeah.
You just, I know you're trying to read more. But it's, I like the whole motivation thing, though. Like, you gotta, like, you should always stay motivated, but, like, know when to rest. Like, hey, I need to calm down for now. Listen to my, like, listen to what everything's telling me. But as soon as, like, you're rested, you should want to go back out there and get better at whatever you're doing. Because no one's perfect.
Nobody.
You can always get better at anything you're doing. Anything you can get better at. So therefore, you know, just keep grinding.
Create a new and positive habit.
Yeah. I agree.
Because if you keep doing the same thing every day, day in, day out, it's going to get old.
And that's the thing people don't realize. Like, people realize they have habits, but at some point or another, they're going to realize that they have bad habits too.
Yeah.
Like, you may not realize it now, but you have bad habits. And we all do. And it's just one of those things. So you just create, if you have a positive habit, like, that helps you, there's nothing wrong with that. It's going to help you grow yourself.
Right. And you, to form a habit, you don't just do everything all at once. It's a slow process.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go into the gym thinking, hey, I'm going to do 1,000 squats today.
No.
You go into the gym, here's my goal.
Yeah. You got to start small. You got to start some. That's the thing. People, I'm not going to say everyone, but a lot of people I know, like, it's to the moon from the start. Like, hey, you go hard from the start. No, that's not how you do things. You got to start somewhere. You got to start small. I mean, look at everyone that's a professional athlete or a professional in anything they do. They weren't born that way. They started somewhere. They worked towards that.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Everyone has a God-given talent. Some are in different fields than others. But they still worked their butt off. They still grinded to get where they're at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, like, you gotta have goals. You gotta, that's another big advice. You gotta have goals. Like, even if you're 65, you got to have goals of what you want to do for the next year, the next 3 years, the next day, the next month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have goals, that's a problem. I'm going to dive shortly into this. I'll get to it on the one that we've been talking about. But another thing of advice is read. I don't do it as much as I should, but reading, it just opens, like, it's so much knowledge when you read, like, different books, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just,
yeah.
And I know people don't like to read. You don't have to read a whole book a day, you know? Find a book that, like, would interest you. Read a few pages a day, or read a chapter a day. I usually pay a chapter is like 20 pages. It's not that hard. Or, hey, read 10 pages a day, you know? Whatever you have time to, but break it up, that way it's not detrimental, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But reading, gosh, I started doing more of it, and it's really a blessing, honestly.
Yeah, I'd like to find a good book and just start.
Mm-hmm. You know what I hear is a good book?
What?
Twilight.
Oh, but... No.
You got any more advice?
No, I don't have any more advice for today. We could go on for advice forever.
Yeah, we could. You're right. So, like always, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TheVault_pod. Hey, we've been getting a lot more likes lately. We appreciate it. If you're still listening, we appreciate it. And I want to say something real quick.
Yeah.
Two things. One, I love you, Margot Robbie. Two, I hope that when this comes out and you guys are listening to this, I am just ecstatic and through the roof because the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. My gosh, what a game, right? What a game. The Chiefs just won. Can you believe that? This could come back to bite me in the ass. But hey, they won. Yep. It's close. They won. But guess what? Back to back, baby. Other than that, I think we Gucci flip-flops.
We Gucci flip-flops. Gucci flip-flops. Fucking hit your bitch in the side. This a big watch.